Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, everyone, and welcome to the first episode of Oman Daily Observer's business class. Here we'll talk about very interesting topics that are related to entrepreneurship, which is now one of the most important topics in the world. This is with you, Khalid Al-Huraibi. I'm an entrepreneur with a 22 years experience in the world of academia and entrepreneurship. But the star of this episode with me is Fatma Bahwan, and I will let her introduce herself and her journey as an entrepreneur.
Assalamu alaikum to all of our listeners. My name is Fatma Bahwan. I'm the co-founder of Al-Jabar Mina, an innovation development company focusing on startup development and corporate innovation. Thank you, Khalid, for having me today.
Thank you so much for joining us. One of the things that we really wanted to discuss is the after the world of the pandemic and COVID, a lot of young people, a lot of business people, a lot of retirees, a lot of even employees are considering venturing into the world of business and the world of entrepreneurship and startups. But they need a space to do that. It'd be good to talk about the history of what are the history of using space for entrepreneurship. Are there different kinds of offices? Are there different kinds of spaces where you can do business properly? And maybe specifically in Oman with shedding light in the region. So what is the relationship between having an office and a space and entrepreneurship?
I think if we go back a couple of years before even entrepreneurship became a thing, doing work was not really confined to the four walls and a desk and a chair for you to be able to do business. Business was on the streets, business was around the ports, business was everywhere. It was a conversation between people who had a mutual interest and someone who would gain something for someone else's talent. And we kind of soon saw that to develop into providing value.
Yes.
Value was an exchange of a product, an exchange of a talent, and in the new age, it's an exchange of thoughts and knowledge.
Yes.
What we managed to see in the kind of futuristic outlook of work is that people liked creating ecosystems and zones for the people they'd like to work with.
Yes.
So space came as a way to confine the group of people you'd like to work with,
yes,
and created your own kind of ecosystem.
Yes.
And this is something we were very fortunate to see at a very early age. Through our universities and schools, you'd see the people who are enjoying arts and crafts sitting together, working together, people,
yes,
who are interested in science sitting together and,
yes,
working together. And if you put that in a nutshell, it's the like-minded people attracting each other.
Yes.
And looking at, okay, you have a specific talent and I have another, can we work around that and create something new?
And it's very interesting, right? Because it's a really significant evolution. Because if you look at hundreds of years of history, as a maritime nation or maritime society,
yes,
it means that a port or a ship is your place where you will do business, and then you will interact with people in other ports,
yes,
and then you will spread the entrepreneurship mentality based on how much you would make profits, but you know, with different languages, different cultures, different societies.
Exactly.
And now we are talking about how that the culture that was spread all over the ports, it's now brought back.
Coming
to
back, yes,
onshore.
Yeah.
And not only onshore, it's now within spaces and offices,
mm,
where like-minded people also meet.
Exactly. And I think it's something that has to do with our culture and our us being Omanis. We're very people focused, and people are the center of everything that we do. I think we're social beings, and we're very empathetic towards each other, maybe more than other nations around the world. And with that comes the necessity of understanding the type of talent that you would need, that you would attract to do work with. Something that perhaps we can shed a light on here is when you have an idea and you'd like that idea to develop into something around the business. You might be an engineer, you,
yes,
might be someone with a science background, not necessarily someone who would understand the economic output of this idea. And what these kind of people needed was a space to connect, to collaborate,
yes,
and to come together with other individuals who would complete that kind of puzzle.
Yes.
And I think before, because it was more of a smaller nation, everyone used to work together, as you,
yes,
mentioned, the ports, the streets, and such areas, it was easier to get to know,
yes,
each other. But now with the development of the types of jobs, people don't just run into each other in the street.
Yes.
They'd meet each other online.
Is it easier for us to be solo entrepreneurs or one man or one woman show entrepreneurs like in Souq Matrah, or has it always been that entrepreneurs need to work with in a group and an ecosystem?
I think it's always been a group dynamic. I don't think business was just about that one person.
Yes.
You might be the one person with an idea, but when it comes to kind of implementing it, it moves past that.
Yes.
It moves to pass to the people who share the values, who understand why if we help you succeed, we succeed. And this is something that you see a lot in young entrepreneurs. If you look at the social networks where people kind of come and discuss ideas, whether they're physical, whether they're online,
yes.
You'd see that the kind of the give and take in ideas creates better ideas, and that's something I think you taught me.
Yeah.
Where do good ideas come from, like 7 years ago? And that kind of rule kept being true. No matter how great my ideas are, unless I'm being challenged by someone else, I will never understand the full potential of this concept. I will never understand what it's like to actually physically take it and put it into the market until I do. And I think this is something, again, going back to the space concept, you really need a chance or the space to do so, to discover the potential of your idea.
And that space, you know, if we talk about it now, ideally, is it an office space? Is it a market? Is it a desk is enough? Or should we just consider virtual first, or even mobile first?
I think you'd find me here biased, because I also co-own Arudha, which is Oman's co-working space, and we've been here since 2015. But
and
again,
how many people are in your space?
We currently have around 23 startups in one location. We have a lot of virtual startups as well.
Yes.
Who utilize our services, you know, as you mentioned. They come every once in a while to host our meetings. I don't think we can completely disregard the physical space, but that doesn't mean that we need it to do business, especially in a much technological developed world that we live in today. What I think that the space kind of resembles is the community.
Yes.
That you belong to. And it's not much of I need the space to do work. I need the space to connect with the community that would help me do work better.
And does it also give you energy as an entrepreneur to
100%.
Go on because there are so many challenges
100%.
That entrepreneurs have to face?
Exactly. I think if you talk to someone and you share similar pain points, it's much easier to feel that what I'm going through is nothing because there's 300 other people going through the same thing. It doesn't mean it's less of a problem. It just means that I'm not the only one facing it. And it
yes.
gives you some sort of hope that these things will get better with time. And again, similar to the whole sense of community, we all like to belong to a specific group of people.
Yes.
And that sense of belonging of the group of entrepreneurs, for example, that's something that I believe would allow an entrepreneur to move forward.
So there's a balance, you know, with the energy and the need to connect with a group and
yeah.
community between the virtual world and the physical space.
Yeah.
So what is the next, you think, the evolution of space? Is it more physical, more virtual and mobile?
I think if COVID taught us anything, nothing is for sure. And something that we've seen, and I've seen with my colleagues right now, doing work and being great at what you do doesn't really depend on where you do it from. I think it's about creating a great system for people to come together and work together. These systems can be kind of a hybrid between online and offline, and I think that's where the future is going for. I still think it's more of a personal choice.
Yes.
A lot of people feel that they need to be around other people, extroverts like myself,
yes.
To do work, to do better every day, and to get that energy to finish all of their tasks.
Amazing.
Others might feel that the comfort of their own home is more motivational. You know, looking at their, for example, their kids, their family, and feeling motivated to do something and make sure that they achieve something for these family members.
So the future is hybrid space that can charge your batteries.
I'd say that, yeah.
So for the listeners who are listening for the first time for Business Class podcast of Oman Observer, what would you think would help them make that personal choice? between the virtual and the physical space if they want to start a business?
I think first define your business objective. Sometimes your business objectives demand you to be in a physical place. You know, if you're dealing with, for example, government entities all the time, they would like to know that you have a formal office and you have a formal setting. If you deal with people overseas, then it really doesn't matter if you have a physical office or not. Defining your business objectives and then defining your drives. If what drives you every morning to get to work and do work is the fact that I go to a nice office with a wonderful view, I meet my colleagues, chit-chat in the morning, pour my coffee and then get to work, then do that. If it motivates you to stay in bed, open the laptop, don't even bother to open the drapes and just do work from that, then just do that. And I think with the next generation, I mean, the late millennials and Gen Z has already kind of set the rules for themselves. They don't like rules to be set for them. They set the rules for themselves. And it's pretty much a personal choice. So there's a lot to see in the future of work and space. And I'm really, really looking forward to it.
So you've heard it from Fatma Bahwan, the Chief Operations at Al Rudha. Don't stay in bed for too long after you've had enough of staying in bed. Set your own rules, define your objectives, define your target audience, and balance between the physical and your virtual space. Thank you guys for listening to the first podcast of Business Class of Oman Observer, and looking forward to chatting with other interesting entrepreneurs as well in this space. Thank you so much.